Budget 2026 just dropped. Here's what's in it for you. First, cash in hand. Eligible Singaporean adults will receive a cost of living special payment between $200 to $400. And Singaporean families with young children under 12, you'll receive another $500 of Life SG credits for every child. Next, more support for households. Every Singaporean household will receive another $500 in CDC vouchers. And HDB households will receive up to $570 in USAVE rebates. That's 1.5 times the regular amount. There's also more support for parents paying for childcare services. The monthly household income eligibility threshold for preschool subsidies will be raised to $15,000 and $6,500 for student care subsidies. If you're a Singaporean aged 50 and above, you'll get a top-up of $1,500 if your CPF retirement savings are below the basic retirement sum. And for those who wish to grow their savings further, a new investment scheme offering low-cost products will be introduced to CPF members in 2028. Worried about AI? Fret not. There's going to be help for you to pick up AI-related skills. For example, there will be 6 months of free access to premium AI tools for Singaporeans who take up selected AI training courses. Other things you need to know about. If you're in the market for a new car, you'll get less rebates if you choose to scrap it earlier. The PATH rebate will be cut by 45 percentage points. And for smokers, you'll have to pay more for your cigarettes. All tobacco products will be hit with a 20% increase in excise duty with immediate effect. So what did you think about Budget 2026? Tell us in the comments.